This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by the Zona Plus, an effective non-drug treatment for high blood pressure. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. It's so effective it works for 9 in 10 people. The Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. To find out more, go to orderzona.com or call toll-free 888-408-6141. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you can get $50 off and free shipping. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout at orderzona.com. Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and we're talking about sex. We're talking about sex from the standpoint of, does diet have an impact on human sexual interest, human sexual performance? And we're tasked with writing a chapter. Today's guest is our nutritionist in residence, Layla Mudin. We work together on a daily basis at our practice in Manhattan, and we decided to write a chapter together. And so it was a collaborative effort. And you know, I haven't read it in several months. You know, after you read and reread and, you know, proofread, and it's like,
you have to be able to zoom out.
You know, but now rereading it, I say, no, this is interesting.
Reading it with fresh eyes is like, who wrote that? Yeah. Oh, yeah, you wrote that. We wrote that. Right.
So why, what's going on? I mean, do you think that there's a trend towards?
There's more sexual dysfunction than any time, I would guess, in modern history. And besides the usual suspects of stressful lives, multitasking, not getting enough sleep, being in overdrive.
I would say even the influence of social media and pornography, the internet, you know, that's a whole controversial area here.
You know, it's virtual. Virtual.
And also sort of a skewed expectations, because not every sexual encounter is like...
It's going to be like a porn flick.
Like a porn flick, yeah. Right, which is, you know, perfectly lit, the angles, it's directed, and, you know, the sex goes on for, you know, 45 minutes. You know, so I think even to a greater extent, our young people are being exposed to this because of the ubiquity of these kinds of media.
Yeah. I think it's also pandemic to some degree because we are a pharmaceutical nation. Mm-hmm. How many out of how many people are taking a cholesterol-lowering drug?
Why should that matter?
Why should that matter? Cholesterol is the substrate for all of our other hormones, including our sex hormones, mm-hmm. like testosterone, estrogen, progesterone. It is not uncommon to find a decreased libido in those taking a Lipitor or a Zocor to lower their cholesterol. That's often a side effect mm-hmm. of this, besides maybe muscle aches, pains, lack of mm-hmm. CoQ10, all of that kind of thing, but a loss of libido. Mm-hmm. There's more overweight. That's also causing low T, as we were talking mm-hmm. about in part one. There are more people on antidepressants now than ever.
In addition to just the physical, there's sort of the psychological impacts of overweight, you know, like, am I attractive, you know, like, Do you feel good about yourself?
You can't feel sexy when you're feeling fat.
I don't want to fat shame or, you know, make exceptions, because human sexuality is is complex, and it being overweight is not a disqualifier.
No.
But it can contribute to
a feeling of unattractiveness.
Yeah, issues with performance and, you know, mm-hmm. guilt, shame, whatever. So clearly there's a lot of impact of our diets. Mm-hmm. So,
I want to talk about antidepressants.
Okay.
Because many of them do interfere with sexual function. Frequently used SSRIs are notorious for producing ejaculatory delay in men.
Yeah. And in fact, they're used sometimes for that. For men who have premature ejaculation, they give them Zoloft, Paxil, to slow their ejaculation.
And lack of orgasm in women and diminished libido in both sexes.
The big problem is I see so many women here who are looking for a net in this practice, and you do too, who come to this practice, they say, I'm on antidepressants, I hate them because they do control my moods, but I feel very flat and my libido is zero.
Yeah.
It just, because the part of the brain that may be associated with, I don't know, anxiety or quote madness is also very closely adjacent to the part that determines passion and libido. Mm-hmm. So you just chill out everything.
If you chill out everything, that also chills out your desire.
It chills out your emotions.
Your emotions.
Yeah.
The desire to release some tension with sex, all of that can tend to go away.
Yeah. So anyway, so obviously, you know, so what is it, what's the connection to diet? Well, you know, more and more studies are showing that diet has a big impact on depression.
Yes.
And so what are some of the evidence?
Besides deficiencies, for example, of magnesium, B vitamins, that alone can cause anxiety disorders, depression, all of that. Women taking oral contraceptives, both of those are depleted in that context. Unstable blood sugar.
So the SAD diet has actually been termed SAD in terms of its impact on the brain.
Right. The SAD diet being the standard American diet.
Right. Mm-hmm.
All those preservatives, additives, all of that cause wicked.
Been several highly publicized studies that show that going on a Mediterranean diet can be beneficial. Also, even going on a ketogenic diet has been shown to be helpful for schizophrenia.
Yes.
You know, when you're driven by carbs, you know, it's a much less reliable fuel for the brain.
Yeah.
So the point being is that you're on a really crappy diet, you might be depressed, and a concomitant of depression is loss of libido.
Yes.
So that's the connection there. Let's talk a little bit about something called no. Mm. You know, not just say no.
Right.
But just say no.
Just say no.
Yeah.
Nitric oxide.
Yes. Yes. What where's the relationship between diet and sexuality there?
Well, nitric oxide helps the endothelium, the blood vessels, arteries, all of that to relax.
To dilate.
Dilate, to promote more blood flow.
It's the Viagra principle.
It's the Viagra principle.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And in the standard American diet, we're not eating enough of the foods that contain those nitrates. Yes, we said nitrates. Nitrate-rich foods like celery, beets, other vegetables like kale and broccoli and so forth. More whole food, these types of, this type of produce increases nitric oxide because they provide the dietary nitrates.
And there's a way that watermelon can be a sexy food. Because it has citrulline.
Yes.
It also has a lot of lycopene in it, which is interesting because a lot of people think of lycopene as coming from tomatoes, but the red part of watermelon has lycopene. Mm-hmm. Although it does have a fair amount of sugar, so
it does.
Careful.
But pink grapefruit is a better source, I think, of some amount of lycopene as well.
Pink grapefruit.
And red grapefruit.
Yes. So in a sense, these foods could be deemed sexy foods.
Yeah.
They're also, at the same time, that they're going to help you with your potentially circulation to your sex organs, they also help you with blood pressure. Mm-hmm. And, you know, another downer, you know, mentioned antidepressants, another downer for sexual performance is blood pressure medication. Almost invariably, blood pressure medication interferes with sexual performance. So if we can come up with more natural ways to control blood pressure by losing weight, with exercise, with
eating more NO foods, like
nitric oxide foods,
celery and so forth.
Yeah.
Put some celery into that smoothie along with your kale and.
Yeah. So that I think is another way that diet can influence sexual performance. I mean, it's not so simplistic as, you know, have a glass of fresh beet juice before, you know, you jump in the sack instead of taking a Viagra. But, you know, it's more of a subtle, long range support for sexual performance rather than, you know, take a magic pill that's going to instantaneously turn you into a stud.
Mm-hmm.
So there is one food that has gained repute as an aphrodisiac. And part of that is, you know, it's sort of a marketing push for Valentine's Day. It's chocolate.
Yeah.
And, you know, it is true that if you study primates, monkeys, that monkeys in certain species, when the male presents, you know, some delicacy to the female, you know, like a banana or something, the female will immediately assume the position and allow mating to occur. And so that's, you know, maybe there is something about...
What if he presented her with a pineapple?
No,
it's a banana.
Whatever. Any kind of tree. So this is the idea behind, you know, if you want to get lucky, you know, buy your loved one a box of chocolates. Mm-hmm. But, you know, in terms of that primate reward instinct that we have, but these days it gets a little pricier because you have to, you know, buy like a diamond bracelet or something.
Oh my.
More expensive than a piece of banana that you get in the jungle. But is there something intrinsic about chocolate that can have aphrodisiac principles? Are there substances in chocolate that kind of raise your desire?
It's called PEA, phenethylamine.
Phenylethanolamine.
Phenylethanolamine.
Yeah, PEA.
Thank you. PEA. Right. It's a brain neurotransmitter associated with limerence.
Limerence. That's a great word. And limerence is that feeling, that giddy feeling that you have of being in love.
Mm.
Yeah. You know, do you have distant memories of that experience?
Quite honestly, I don't even care about chocolate. Mm-hmm. I never did. I'd rather have a piece of shortbread. I'd rather have a shortbread cookie.
Wow.
Than chocolate. Chocolate never...
Doesn't work on you. Doesn't work on you. Okay.
No. But it also delivers theobromine, mm-hmm. a substance that produces feelings of relaxation, well-being. It's got antioxidant polyphenols, which activate nitric oxide.
Right. So there are neurotransmitter feel-good properties of chocolate. But I think a lot of this is sort of folkloric and exaggerated. I just don't think chocolate is some magic turn-on.
But for you chocolate lovers out there, mm-hmm. hey, go for it. Get good quality stuff, though. Don't get the 50% dairy.
Yeah. I keep thinking of that scene in Harry Met Sally, you know, with Meg Ryan.
In the coffee shop?
What was she eating that was...
I don't know, but the lady said, I want whatever she's having.
I'll take whatever she's having. Right. And so, but it doesn't quite work that way, according to our scientific investigation. That is, there's not real quick fix magical foods that turn on libido. This is a good point at which to pause because we allow our sponsors an opportunity to share a message with you. So here goes. Please listen up. Do you want to manage your blood pressure without medication? I have some exciting news about an effective non-drug treatment. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman here to tell you about the Zona Plus. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. It's so effective it works for 9 in 10 people. Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. At least 22 clinical studies confirm regular use can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 8 weeks. To find out more, go to orderzona.com or call toll-free 1-888-408-6141. That's 1-888-408-6141 or orderzona.com. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, the company's offering you $50 off and free shipping. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout. It's been a long time since I've been this excited about a new natural medical innovation, the Zona Plus, at orderzona.com. Okay, folks, thanks for listening, and thanks for supporting our sponsors. They're what make Intelligent Medicine a free resource to you. And now back to our discussion of the dietary impact on sexual performance. We're commemorating the release of Integrative Sexual Health, which is a book to which we contributed, both Layla Mudin and I. And so we're getting the word out, and we hope that, you know, if you're someone who's interested in integrative health, that you make this part of your library.
Yes. An underappreciated topic in sexual health is the role of hidden and masked food intolerance.
Oh, okay.
In physical and emotional health. Yeah. Because these food reactions can be delayed by hours or by days, but the symptoms are a mile long, really. Food intolerances create symptoms and conditions as varied as fatigue. When you're fatigued, you're not feeling very sexy. Mm-hmm. Migraine. I have a headache, honey.
Yeah, exactly. The classic.
Right. ADHD, irritable bowel syndrome, emotional lability.
Mm-hmm.
We have more anxiety and depression than ever before. And it could be these hidden food intolerances. It could be what our food supply is doing to the state of our gut, our microbiome, leaky gut. The fact that we don't get any omega-3 fats, even in our fish, because of what you're getting is farm-raised.
Right.
It's got the nutritional equivalent of a donut.
And that's brain food. That is really brain food. And I think to have proper sexual functioning, you have to have a functioning brain. And I've often said that especially a woman's most important sex organ is the brain.
The brain,
Because, you know, it's not a matter of plumbing and blood flow so much, although it is to some extent. It's psychological. Yes. And if you are, you know, if you have magnesium deficiency, if you have B vitamin deficiency, if you have a lack of omega-3 fatty acids in your brain, your brain is not going to function well. Or if you're in the grips of gluten intolerance, which can make you feel like brain fog and depression.
Yes.
So these are real consequences of diet that have to be evaluated.
These neurotransmitters need to be firing at the pace they should normally be firing at for all of this to work. That demands a good healthy supply of omega-3 fats and a lack of any other kind of toxins that might impede. Trans fats is what I'm talking about. They cause the cell membranes to become more rigid. Those neurotransmitters can't fire.
Right.
The omega-3s make the cell membrane more fluid, helping the firing of neurotransmitters.
I mentioned, you know, while we're cataloging, see, our task in this chapter was to catalog all the ways in which diet could have an impact on sexual performance.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we've mentioned several. We mentioned, you know, undernutrition. We've mentioned the effects of allergies. We've mentioned the effect of metabolic syndrome.
Yeah.
We've mentioned the effects of diet on depression, you know, diet-related problems necessitating medications that interfere with sexual performance. But one area that really is worth mentioning is hypoglycemia.
Yes.
Now, hypoglycemia, you know, it sounds like kind of a stretch. You know, you can relate hypoglycemia to sexual performance, but check it out. When you are hypoglycemic, your body releases a lot of stress hormones.
Yes.
And those stress hormones, cortisol, the stress hormone, it absolutely interferes with testosterone and just mentally interfere, you know, norepinephrine and adrenaline.
Yes.
You're in a fight or flight state.
Mm-hmm.
And in a fight or flight state, you're not...
You're not interested in sex.
Yeah, you're absolutely in a sympathetic overdrive. And sympathetic overdrive is a state of nervousness that causes ED and causes anorgasmia in women.
Yeah.
And so anything that could create that kind of internal stress is actually as profound as some sort of external stress, like a perception of danger, you know, like your boss yelling at you or, you know, the threat of... you know, of getting an IRS audit or something like that.
Yeah. I want to quote Dr. Melvin Werbach. He's quoted as saying, "It is nutrition that feeds both body and mind. The food we eat supplies the biochemical basis for everything that happens or should happen in our bodies. In essence, dietary improvements and enhanced nutrition, they help relieve the anxiety, the depression. They help stabilize the blood sugar. They foster biochemical changes necessary to feel better." And that means what's the neurotransmitter to feel better, confident, everything is right with the world? Serotonin. And that's something we endemically don't have enough on.
And is there any evidence that tryptophan deficiency, dietary tryptophan deficiency, can interfere with sexual function? I don't know if we found a direct reference on that, but it's certainly by inference we can say that since it may contribute to depression, it could be...
It kind of correlates with a vegetarian or vegan diet where they're getting...
Because what foods are rich in tryptophan? Turkey, we know.
Turkey, beef, eggs, chicken, nuts. You'd have to eat three times as many nuts as a 4-ounce piece of chicken to get as much tryptophan. So the tryptophan is the precursor to serotonin. You need that. You need tryptophan as well as many of the other essential amino acids for neurotransmitters, for the production.
So, you know, I think the moral of the story is if you're on Tinder and you're looking for a date, and you see, you know, you have a choice between a vegan and a person on a Mediterranean diet, where are you going to go with that?
Which way is the swipe?
swipe right to Mediterranean diet. Right. Okay.
Yes. But
definitely, if someone's on a SAD diet, then swipe left. You know.
Right.
Cause,
okay. Yeah. Correct. Rather than.
Okay. So I wanted to make a conclude with a practical take-home message for our listeners. And, the other take-home message is if you want to be sexy, don't necessarily eat oysters or asparagus or carrots.
Or rhinoceros horn.
Or rhinoceros horn. don't eat any endangered species, please, in any case.
Right.
Because that's folkloric. Mm-hmm. But there is really a scientific basis for believing, ultimately, that diet has an impact on sexual performance.
Yeah. Garbage in, garbage out.
Yep, that's right. Yeah. So any final messages? We miss anything? So if you want to do a deep dive on this subject, check out the book, Integrative Sexual Health, just out. Mm-hmm. Presumably, you can find it from the usual sources. If it's not available at your bookstore, get it online or, pester your book dealer. If there are any left, are there any brick-and-mortar bookstores?
I don't know.
Hey, what happened? Why aren't we having like a big event at Barnes & Noble's? We should have like a big event.
We should. I think that's a tremendous idea. That's a great idea.
I'm not sure that this is like one of the popular potboiler novels that spy novels that get a lot.
It's a comprehensive book all about integrative sexual health. It's meant not only for health professionals to possibly use as a reference, but for the lay audience, you will easily understand.
I predict that it's going to be in the libraries of every naturopathic college, every integrative medicine program in the country. That's quite an honor to be part of that. So we're happy to share our expertise on this subject. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you, everybody.
And thank you, Layla. And Layla, you really were a wonderful collaborator on this article because, literally we divvied it up. And sometimes you have two people with two writing styles and it's like, how do you pastiche that together? And now that I read it, it just fits really like puzzle pieces together to create a complete whole. So thank you for your input on this article.
Oh, it's my pleasure and right back at you. It's been a pleasure. Yeah.
Great. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, today with Layla Mudin, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast.
This is Layla Mudin, RD. I see patients regularly, along with Dr. Hoffman. If you require a nutrition consult with me but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.